Who needs to take vitamin B12? A few years ago, one of my patients, a retired Army Ranger, mentioned to me how he had been suffering from shooting and burning pains in his legs and feet for the last few years. And although his doctor tried several different pain medicines, none had really helped. Then, one day, he noticed that his feet and legs stopped hurting so much. The only thing I did differently that week was to start a new vitamin that happened to have a lot of vitamin B12 in it. Week after week, I expected the pain to come back, but now it's been over 6 months and I'm still mostly pain-free. I'm still taking that vitamin, though, just in case. Vitamin B12 is a water-soluble B vitamin that helps your nerves work and also helps your body make new red blood cells, which can prevent a certain type of anemia. A deficiency in vitamin 12 can show up as fatigue, weakness, depression, or pain in your feet or hands. The most common factors that contribute to vitamin B12 deficiency are age, diet, and medicines. According to the National Institutes of Health, vitamin B12 is found mostly in animal proteins such as fish, meat, poultry, eggs, milk, and milk products. Most healthy adults get enough vitamin B12 in their diet. Those who don't either don't have much animal protein in their diet or aren't able to absorb vitamin B12 very well from their food. Strict vegetarians may not get enough animal protein in their diet to satisfy the recommendation of 1 to 2 micrograms daily of vitamin B12. Others become deficient because they cannot absorb it very well, like the elderly, or those who have had gastric bypass surgery, and people who take certain medicines. The most common cause of vitamin B deficiency is not being able to absorb enough of it from your food. This can be due to a condition called atrophic gastritis, which affects 10 to 30% of the elderly population. Atrophic gastritis interferes with your ability to absorb vitamin B12 from your food because it decreases secretion of digestive juices, such as gastric acid. Gastric acid is critically important in being able to absorb vitamin B12, which is usually attached to animal proteins like ground meat or chicken. Without enough stomach acid, your body can't break down the proteins enough for the vitamin B12 to be absorbed into your body. Most people who can absorb vitamin B12 well only require 1 or 2 micrograms daily. If you're over 70 years old, take medicine for heartburn or an ulcer, or have had gastric bypass surgery, you may need more than that. 1,000 to 2,000 micrograms daily of vitamin B12 as an oral or sublingual tablet can overcome the issue of poor absorption. Medicines that can contribute to poor absorption and deficiency of vitamin B12 include acid-reducing medicines such as Prilosec, also known as omeprazole, Prevacid, also known as lansoprazole, Protonics, or Nexium. Older acid-blocking medicines which also impair absorption of vitamin B12 include Zantac, also known as ranitidine, Pepcid, or Axid. Metformin, a common pill for diabetes, can also interfere with your body's ability to fully absorb vitamin B12. A deficiency in vitamin B12 can show up as fatigue, weakness, depression, or pain in your feet and hands. If you are noticing these symptoms, talk to your doctor. Vitamin B12 deficiency can be detected with a blood test. Your doctor or medical provider can advise you if you need testing and which supplement would be best for you to take and how much. There's more information about vitamin B12 at the National Institutes of Health website, www.nih.gov. Here are 4 tips on getting enough vitamin B12. Number 1, include fortified breakfast cereals in your diet if you are vegetarian or vegan. Since vitamin B12 isn't found in plant foods, the National Institutes of Health suggests including fortified breakfast cereals in your diet as an alternative source of vitamin B12 if you're vegetarian or vegan. Number 2, stomach acid is necessary to absorb vitamin B12 from your food. To avoid becoming deficient in vitamin B12, minimize your use of medicines that work by reducing stomach acid. That includes Prilosec, known as omeprazole, Prevacid, known as lansoprazole, Protonix, Nexium, and older medicines like Tagamet, also known as cimetidine, Zantac, also known as ranitidine, Pepcid, also known as famotidine, or Axid, also known as nizanidine. Number 3. Oral and sublingual vitamin B12 is effective and inexpensive. Monthly vitamin B12 injections at your doctor's office are no longer necessary with the new over-the-counter OTC oral and sublingual formulations of vitamin B12 that are widely available. Most people with vitamin B12 deficiency can safely take 1,000 to 2,000 micrograms daily of a vitamin B12 supplement. Number 4, avoid timed release or long-acting products of vitamin B12. Long-acting vitamin B12 products may not be as well absorbed as much as the immediate release forms. Stick with the regular and avoid the timed release form of vitamin B12. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.